You know, a part of communication in a marriage is learning to fight fair. Amen? Learning to fight fair. I guarantee you will have disagreements. Guaranteed. As long as you stay focused on the issues, you don't attack each other personally, you're going to be able to work through those conflicts. A good rule for life, and you can probably quote it with me, don't allow the sun to go down on your anger. Communicate with each other before you go to sleep at night. Things usually get worse as time goes on, and remember these phrases. Now, I want us to say these together, and you may feel really silly, and I understand that. But these are very, very important phrases. Let's do it together. I was wrong. I am sorry. Please forgive me. I forgive you. I love you. Powerful, powerful statements in a marriage, all of them. 7, can I commit to him or her my entire person until death do we part? In a marriage relationship, you must be absolutely committed to each other. Love is more than emotions or feelings. And I am willing to say that love is more an act of your wills than it is emotion and feelings. There will be days, you know, the cultural love that we're inundated with. There will be days, maybe even weeks, when we don't, quote unquote, love our partner. That's just going to be the way it is. But you know what? What holds you together in those moments is the fact we made a covenant together and we will get through this. Sometimes that is what love is. Do you understand what I'm saying? Sometimes love is saying, we will do this. We have made a commitment, and come hell or high water, we are going to make it through, praise God. You understand what I'm saying? Sometimes in a marriage, that is what it boils down to. And that's why I make this statement. Love is more an act of your wills than emotion and feelings. You must believe that there is no more important job in this world that you have to do than be committed to each other. I mean, quite honestly, the word divorce should never even enter your conversation. It really shouldn't. Because when that enters in, all of a sudden it becomes a possibility. You know what I mean? When it enters into our conversation, all of a sudden it goes, oh yeah. You see what I mean? You must go into a marriage with the intention of keeping your vow until we are parted by death. If you're not certain that you can do that, then when you are dating is the time to remove yourself from that relationship or to say, whoa, Bessie, wait a minute here. It's easier before the I do's than after. Trust me. You can't say, if it doesn't work out, you know, we're going to get a divorce. People do it all the time. Nobody gets hurt. Anybody who has experienced a divorce personally or their children or maybe their parents, you know someone always gets hurt in divorce. Always. Always. You see, the thing is, you are giving yourself to another person in a way that is meant to be the penultimate of human relationships. You are giving yourself in a vulnerable way. That is a God-given gift, and that is a spiritual thing. It's deeper than an act. It is deeper. It is a part of who we are. It's a part of our psyche. It's the way we were created to be. And it hurts. It hurts. Other than your relationship to God, your relationship with each other is the most important one in your life. It was no mistake when the Bible said, therefore a man leaves his father and mother and clings to his wife and they become one flesh. As a couple, you will still love your mothers and fathers and all your other relatives, but when you marry, you will be a family. and you must not allow any other relationship to be more important than that.